Dave and Dejanovic. The D2 follow-up report. We stay connected to important stories to give you the latest.
We're going to talk about this suspect who is going to be in court today. He's been arrested for just allegedly terrorizing women all over the Wasatch Front, Salt Lake City and in Sandy, by running them down with his car, according to police and according to the district attorney, Sim Gill. He's a 26-year-old. He's been taken into custody, and he faces multiple counts of attempted murder, Dave. And some of these accidents left these women in the hospital with brain bleeds and skull fractures. It just was a horrible ordeal, and it's a miracle none of them got killed.
What made this really impact me is I started to realize how often I just trust the drivers around me to drive legally, to watch out for me, know where I'm at. The idea of someone just targeting, of course, that I would not be prepared at all. They could hit me at any point because I just assume everyone's going to obey the law. So it doesn't surprise me at all that if someone were out there targeting women, that it would be quite easy.
Please send the district attorney, D.A. Sim Gill, joined us yesterday saying that he was driving up and down streets and then he would accelerate. It seemed as though he waited in another case for a couple of women to enter a crosswalk, and then he accelerated and he hit one of them, and she landed in the hospital and ended up in ICU.
There was this at times stalking behavior of his targets that he waited and saw them, and witnesses talked about how he would move to one part. And even as we put out in our probable cause statement, the light clearly did not give him the right to go through, but he diverted and accelerated to these women who had every reason to believe in the crosswalk that they were going to be safe.
So this all begins in August. And we know this because police have filed charges and they've spelled out, you know, when the first incident happened, the first crash happened in August. And then it goes on and on. A couple happened in February. Then a couple more in March. They finally take the suspect into custody in mid-March. And the question now that KSL 5 Television's Shara Park has been asking is, what in the world took so long to connect all of these cases, Shara, when it's clear from what we know from police, the same type of car was identified in each one of these cases? What are you learning?
Okay, well, first of all, I do want to say that once these all started to really come about in February, where we had multiple within several days and weeks, the dots were connected fairly quickly. It's the case we go back to in August that I have a lot of questions about. I've submitted an open records request to Salt Lake City Police to find out. At that point, that August of last year, they had a woman hit, they had two witnesses at the scene, and they had a license plate, and they identified the driver. And so they had a lot of information. What I want to know at this point, you guys, is where did that go? Was that investigation? Did police ever request charges be filed in that case? Because then we jump ahead to February, where it was my friend and her daughter that were hit.
In Sandy,
just about 100 yards away from her house, a couple feet from my house. You know what I mean? Like, it was that case where I found out about that hit and run, and we did the story. And her husband asked me, you know, does anything ever come from these cases? Do they ever track down the driver? Because at that point, Sandy PD didn't really have a solid lead other than maybe a fuzzy photo of white car in the area. But when we look at how many white cars are in the city, There's no way to really pinpoint that at that point. And so I told him, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But the key here is to get the information out there and warn others. Debbie and Dave, 4 days later, two women reach out to us saying, I was hit. Their families reach out, say they were hit, and it sounds so eerily similar to what happened in Sandy. So we do that story, and we contact Sandy PD, and we contact Salt Lake City PD and say, hey, any chance this is the same vehicle, same MO, the driver came up behind them, hit them from behind, left them in the road. And suddenly, and then a week later, another case in Salt Lake City, all the dots started connecting. So a shout out to the police work that happened there in the month of February headed into March as they started to connect the dots. But when we go back to that first case, that's where my questions really lie.
Okay. And the first case happens not in Sandy.
In Salt Lake.
It happens in Salt Lake
City. August 22nd.
So now we have two different police departments
yep.
who have what seem to be cases that might be connected.
Might be connected.
But two totally different jurisdictions. And what we don't know, it sounds like, is were those two jurisdictions, two different police departments, talking to each other?
They were once we started identifying that there were similarities in the cases. So I remember my first call to Sandy PD after the Sugar House. The two women were hit there as they were leaving. I think it was a yoga studio or something like that. And so the question was right away, hey, any chance this is connected to your case in Sandy?
Okay, wow.
And the response was, oh, we don't know. We haven't heard
You're
about it.
You're connecting the dots.
I mean, I think a lot of people
Initially,
were starting
at least.
To, but yeah, sure. It was simply just following those threads. And you guys, I just really want to praise the women who spoke up, these families
oh, 100%.
Who spoke up. You know, a hit and run, just one off here, one off there. They don't, you know, you don't really start to connect those dots. But these women were paying attention and said, this sounds like what happened to me. And you guys, who knows right now how many cases are really tied to this?
That's what I'm very concerned about that. So we look at this gap in this timeline, Shara, the first case happening in August, according to police, and then they jump ahead to several cases, a couple of cases in February and March. Well, what happened? We don't know if those are the only cases yet.
Well, and we've heard from the DA saying that they're looking at multiple cases. So we have the four right now. And then who knows what could come about as police continue to go back over some of these hit and run cases, try to identify the vehicles, find out if it was a white Avalon, and start connecting more dots.
Part of where my mind goes had the fact that these women survived.
Incredible.
My
friend suffered a traumatic brain injury. She had a hemorrhage. She had vertigo, you guys, for about a week where she was throwing up constantly. She was in ICU for 2 days. Her daughter, who was 16, was hit. She hurt her back and her tailbone. Thankfully, they're both okay. But these women, some of these women were critically injured.
Trauma.
Had these women died, we would be looking at serial killer behavior.
Yes.
That's where my mind went. I thought the fact that these women, thank goodness they didn't, but the fact that they survived and that they recovered, I wonder if that was handled differently in any way, because this kind of predatory behavior, it
right.
truly feels predatory to me in a relatively small footprint, mm-hmm. you know, from Sandy to Salt Lake, that's not a very big footprint. I think it wouldn't surprise me at all if there weren't numerous more incidents that
I
came
think
out.
So. We heard even just yesterday, we did a report that there was another woman who said, this sounds very similar. You guys are getting emails.
We got a report this morning, a tip, and we reached out to the Salt Lake City Police Department on another, what appears to be a hit and run accident, a crash on March 2nd, which is outside the current timeline that has
but
been.
But what is the timeline at this point?
We don't know.
We don't even know.
Yes.
We don't know.
You guys, just real quick, I know we're short on time here, but this isn't this man is not unknown to police. You guys, we have cases that go back from a theft, a squatting call, a case where he was charged with punching out a UTA train window. The violence here ramped up over years in terms of charges. So he's not unknown to police.
Well, you have to keep us posted.
I
know you're
I'm just invested in this. I
yeah,
want to know.
Of course you are. And best wishes to your friend and to all of the women who have suffered trauma and very, you know, traumatic injuries because of this. He is in court today. We will continue to follow this.
We will.
Shara, thank you so much for joining us and bringing us even larger context to this horrible situation that has been going on for months, affecting women all over the Wasatch Front.